So, Alex, besides the age factor, what's the biggest difference between a kid's audience and an adult audience?
I think the most profound difference, for me at least, is that I'm not just up there making music and having a good time on stage with an audience. I have this access to this critical strata of our culture, you know, of our society, you know, and working with children, turning them on to positive things, showing them how beautiful this world is, you feel like you're actually doing more than just making music. You know, you're creating the future. And it's quite an honor, I think. I know my dance friends and theater friends who work with children all agree it's a completely unique experience. There's really nothing quite like it because it encompasses so much more than just the art form itself. You know, you're really teaching. You're teaching how to love life and see beauty in the world. And that's an amazing experience.
And you teach kids music, too, in a school setting.
I do. It's sort of like my secret weapon, you know. I mean, I have the music. I have the toolkit to engage kids. I mean, that's what's so amazing about music. And so we use that tool to capture their attention and their enthusiasm and turn them on to fun facts or cool experiences or traveling. You know, that was the whole intention with our television show, Alex and the Kaleidoscope, was to go on these adventures where music is the vehicle, but we're actually going out into the world and learning new things and finding beauty everywhere we go.
And you have your new album coming out, Get On Board. And we're talking to you before your big show at the World Cafe Live at the Queen, which they do this really great series called the Peanut Butter and Jams series.
Yes, yes. We've done it, I don't know, maybe a handful of times. We always have a great audience. And yes, the album, Get On Board, is based on the music from my Emmy Award-winning TV show, Alex and the Kaleidoscope. So we took our favorite songs from the show, and we added some other new original ones and put it all together on this brand new album. There's 15 tracks. Each and every one has been tried and tested with children already, so I know they're going to love it.
So let's talk about some of the songs. Insect Tourists, great title.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I mean, that's a perfect example of the adventure side of Alex and the Kaleidoscope. So the lyrics are, quietly walk, softly talk, what will we find on the insect trail? I hope my courage won't fail. So, you know, children, they're sort of freaked out by bugs, but at the very same time, they're so intrigued and interested by them. So with this song, we're encouraging kids to be brave and to look at insects and find something really cool about them.
And another one I really liked was Mama's in the Kitchen.
That is a good example of the get down and dance till you drop side of Alex and the Kaleidoscope. The lyrics take you through 10 different dance moves, and then the verses are just these really fun moments in the house where music's playing, or moments with a group of kids where everybody's dancing and you're just in this frenzy of musical joy. We hope to bring that to the stage at the World Cafe Live.
I don't think there's anything more awesome than seeing a group of five-year-olds lose their minds.
I mean, it's really true. You know, it's not like it's not something I sort of fell back on as like the rock guy who never made it and did kids' music. It was like I was drawn to that place, you know, that you're talking about where five-year-olds can lose their minds to music and dance. I mean, it's a wonderful place to be.
So I'm sure you get lots of feedback from the parents of the kids. What are some of the things that you hear a lot from parents? What is some of the themes?
I think parents all agree that there seems to be a deficit of, like, rich, quality media for children. I mean, there's a lot of amazing stuff. There's amazing animation, and there's great music, but there's very little that kind of puts it all together with an authentic voice. You know, some of it seems like you've seen the same show over and over again in a different format, or there's, like, these formulas of education that were almost, you know, developed in the test tube. You know, you can start to feel like some of these TV shows are almost like a science experiment, seeing how you can engage children. Whereas what we do is we really put, like, great, fun, colorful music into these fun adventures. And, you know, that's really what we're trying to bring.